I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. We've been thinking a lot recently about the vulnerabilities and inequalities in our current food system, and we've been wondering, what kind of food system do we want to build? This week on the Local Food Report, a thinker and economist from the Berkshires offers an idea, a local food economy that works like an apple tree.
Alice Maggio got interested in economics because of the local food movement. Her family had always kept sheep. And when she read Michael Pollan's groundbreaking book, The Omnivore's Dilemma, she saw that this small act was part of something much bigger.
That was what first got me really excited. And I realized that you're not going to be able to have local food systems if you don't have local economies to go with them.
Alice got an internship at the Schumacher Center for a New Economics in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Her office looked out at a beautiful 100-year-old apple orchard. And she started thinking that a strong local economy might look a lot like an apple tree.
And I thought of it as a perennial economy because apple trees are perennial. They come back every year and they're rooted in their place.
For multinational companies, it's easy to just pick up and leave. But local food businesses invest in their own town or neighborhood, and they depend on local relationships, just like the apple trees.
Because of that, they also are engaged in a lot of reciprocal relationships with the organisms in the soil. In healthy soil, there are microorganisms that include fungi, and they actually feed the tree nutrients from the soil, and the tree feeds them water. And so there's like a lot of things happening that we can't see, but it's all a reciprocal relationship. And I thought that was beautiful because we need to have an economy that actually doesn't take too much from its place, but can give something back, which is very much the opposite of what our current system is.
This is a big focus in farming right now, too. Like Alice's perennial economy, regenerative agriculture is the idea that growing food should not only not harm a place, but that it can actually make it better. Another thing Alice noticed about apple trees is that they're seasonal.
You know, they're not just going all the time. Like our current economy is all about growth. And if we don't have growth, we think something is terribly wrong. But actually growth is, we're actually already growing beyond the limits of this earth. So maybe we should look at something like an apple tree and look at how do you create a cyclical economy that is more in a seasonal rhythm rather than just always growing. So I liked that thought also because apple trees need to be pruned. They can't just keep growing forever or they'll break.
This is interesting. The economy in our region is already largely seasonal, and many of us see this as problematic. But I wonder if the problems we see are a result of our larger economic system and its growth imperative, and not the seasonality itself.
Maybe one of the last pieces of the image of the apple tree or the apple orchard, the perennial economy, is that apple orchards are made up of many trees. And what I learned is that if you look underground, their roots actually often are intertwined and connected. And so I liked that part of the image as well, because if you think of a local economy as just one apple tree that's seasonal, it's rooted, and then you think about, well, actually, you know, if my local economy is strong, it doesn't actually fix everything. It's you know, I want many, many local economies around the world to be flourishing. So I liked the idea that maybe being a strong local economy doesn't mean you need to be cut off. And it actually can still be interconnected and needs to be interconnected with many other local economies around it, just like the apple trees are all interconnected through their roots and their branches that brush against each other in the wind.
To build a strong local food system, we need to make these connections. I think about the apples in Western Massachusetts, where Alice is from, and the fisheries in my town on the Cape. I imagine their roots intertwining, trading oysters for cider, applesauce for chowder. And I remember that apple trees can't self-pollinate. To get fruit from an apple, you have to plant a neighboring tree. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can find a link to Alice Majo's TED Talk on the perennial economy right on our website, capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.